Good morning. It's about 20 after 11 Eastern time on Wednesday. This is a quick recap on some of the things that happened after my last report last night. I think when I last reported, we had just finished the roll call and witnessed the walkout of some of my fellow Bernie delegates from the convention hall. I wanted to wait around and see Mr. Bill speak. That would be ex-President Clinton, who, as many of you know by now, he just kind of started out his speech, back in 1971, I met a girl, and talked about his one-time girlfriend, now wife, Hillary Clinton. Is just basically a whole biography that he ran down on her. And it was a compelling speech, of course, laying out a lot of the things that we criticize Hillary about and a lot of the things that we criticize Bill about. But I had never seen an ex-president live, so that was a first. I have now seen a sitting first lady live. That was a first. This evening, I'm looking forward to seeing a sitting president and a sitting vice president for the first time, which will also be a first. Although I have in the past seen a couple of times future presidents as they were campaigning, in the case of Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama. There were a lot of reports that after the walkout, there were thousands and thousands of empty seats in the hall. One thing that people are forgetting, that after the roll call, it was about 7 o'clock, and people had been in the hall and staying in the hall for up to about 3 hours. So everybody was hungry. Everybody needed a bathroom break. So a lot of the empty seats that people are showing pictures of is not all seats of Bernie people that had left. I would say maybe, far less than half of the Bernie people left. There were, in the Wisconsin delegation, there were still a lot of Bernie people hanging out. I'm sitting in my row, and one of my fellow Bernie delegates from Wisconsin is walking, it's like a theater. We're having to move out of the way as people, and he says, I'm not leaving, I'm just going to the bathroom, so it was, by the time Bill started speaking, there were a lot of, most of the seats were all filled again, and I didn't see a lot of evidence of seat fillers and that kind of stuff. It was more people that were just kind of like lost in the crush and couldn't get out of the hall. I mean, the fire department was starting to throw fits about the way the state of the hall was, because the aisle next to me where I was sitting was constantly jammed with people. And then on the floor in front of the delegation, there was a big aisle between our delegation and the delegations that were on the floor itself. And those were packed with people and media cameras and so on. And the fire marshal was just kind of starting to throw fits, trying to keep the aisles at least, if not clear, at least passable. So some of the people were having a hard time even getting back to their original seats. So they just kind of came and sat where they could. Getting back from the convention was a little crazy. I did the same thing I did the first night. As soon as Bill got done speaking, I figured that was the end. So I bolted out the door and got to a bus. And the bus was packed with people, and then I waited about another 15 minutes before the bus started moving. I was told after I got back that Hillary showed up on video, but I don't know if I really missed anything there. And who was it? They said some actress, some famous person got on the stage for a little while as well. But I had seen what I wanted to see, so I was tired, and I came back. And in my next report, I will talk about what happened at the Wisconsin delegation breakfast this morning, which was interesting, and that would be interesting in the Chinese curse kind of way. Talk to you soon, and enjoy. Thanks.